It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, we made it through February. Welcome to March. Today is also Fat Tuesday, and tonight, President Biden delivers his first State of the Union address. Today is also the official start of the midterm election season as dozens of primaries take place, most notably in Texas, where new restrictive voting rules have caused mass confusion and could disproportionately affect seniors and people of color. It's now harder to vote by mail. Thousands of early ballots have already been rejected. You can't vote by drive-through anymore. And there are no more 24-hour polling places. And it's day six of Vladimir Putin's assault on Ukraine. The UN has now reported that more than 500,000 refugees have left Ukraine, mostly going to Poland or Moldova. The news coming out of Ukraine is disconcerting. Civilian casualties are rising as Russia, who's been unable to penetrate Ukraine's largest cities, is now resorting to more indiscriminate shelling. Biden officials told House members in a classified briefing on Monday that 1,500 civilian and military casualties have occurred since the invasion began. U.S. officials are now pointing to Kyiv, the destination for a 40-mile-long convoy of Russian troops and military hardware that's approaching the city Tuesday morning. But British Defense Intelligence said early Tuesday that, quote, the Russian advance on Kyiv has made little progress over the past 24 hours, probably as a result of continuing logistical difficulties, and that Russia has failed to gain control of the airspace over Ukraine. U.S. officials are warning the sheer number of Russian troops could overcome the Ukrainian resistance. Satellite images show the massive convoy passing through the outskirts of Kyiv as smoke rises from what appear to be burning homes left behind this convoy in its path. Ukraine is appealing to the international community to come to its aid as U.S. officials warn that Vladimir Putin could imminently increase the intensity of the attack. Negotiations for a potential ceasefire ended Monday, with a Ukrainian official saying only that both sides would return to their capitals for consultations over whether to implement a number of decisions. Meanwhile, more than 400 civilians have already been killed or injured since Russia attacked Ukraine last week. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Monday officially signed an application for Ukraine's membership in the European Union. He also spoke via video to the EU, thanking the countries for agreeing to supply them with arms to defend itself against a Russian invasion and to call for the European Union to admit Ukraine without delay. His impassioned pleas obviously affected the interpreters.
We are fighting just for our land and for our freedom. Despite the fact that all large cities of our country are now blocked, nobody is going to enter and intervene with our freedom and country. And believe you me, every square of today, no matter what it's called, it's going to be called, as today, Freedom Square in every city of our country. Nobody's going to break us. We're strong. We're Ukrainians.
The International Criminal Court's top prosecutor vowed on Monday to open a formal investigation into possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine. This inquiry would build on information the ICC has gathered since late 2013, when protests started against pro-Russian leader Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted the following year. A preliminary report published in December of 2020 found, quote, a reasonable basis to believe war crimes had been committed. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says since Russia invaded last week, it has been targeting civilians. He called Russia's shelling of Kharkiv a war crime. By the way, a website has been launched to collect facts about Putin's many war crimes. It's at Nurnberg2022.org. It's spelled Nurnberg2022.org. In news closer to home, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will hold meetings with top Democratic and Republican senators beginning Wednesday as the confirmation process for Biden's nominee to the Supreme Court gets underway. Democrats are hoping for a swift bipartisan confirmation process for the U.S. District Court judge, who'd make history as the first Black woman to sit on the highest court in the nation. Biden officially nominated Jackson to the Supreme Court on Friday, praising her as a, quote, nominee of extraordinary qualifications, whose opinions are carefully reasoned, tethered to precedent, and demonstrate respect for how the law impacts everyday people. Senate Republicans on Monday blocked a House-passed bill aimed at preserving access to abortion in this country. The House had passed the legislation, dubbed the Women's Health Protection Act, back in September, even though the bill wasn't expected to have the necessary votes to pass the 50-50 Senate. And, as anticipated, the Senate blocked the measure on a nearly party-line vote. Yeah, Joe Manchin of West Virginia voted with all the Republicans in opposition. The vote was 46-48. The bill's failure to advance in the Senate comes as Republican-led states have introduced and advanced bills across the country that make it harder for women to access abortions and threaten health care providers who perform the procedure. And then there are three Republicans in the House who actually voted against an anti-lynching bill Monday night. They would be Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Tom Massey of Kentucky, and Chip Roy of Texas. They all voted no on the Emmett Till Anti-Lynching Act, which was sponsored by Congressman Bobby Rush of Illinois. The bill passed on a vote of 422-3. Unbelievable. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.